grab a couple of minutes here with ABC News political analyst Alex Castellanos. Alex, as always, thanks for being with us. You know, topic A in Arizona always seems to be immigration, but it is topic A right now for everybody. And this sound of illegal immigrant babies is really, as the father of young children, it's really hard to listen to. You know, and Jeff Sessions is right. These children not being abused, but being separated from their parents. Is this something that President Trump is going to pay a political price for later on, even if he gets what he wants out of it, like the wall funding and other border stuff?
Well, one thing we've learned about Donald Trump, Jim, is that he does not have a reverse. He doesn't back up. He sticks to his guns on stuff like this. And most of the time, it doesn't hurt him. People didn't vote for Donald Trump because he was caring or human in any way. They wanted the meanest, toughest guy they could to send to Washington, and sometimes this stuff actually helps him. But Republicans on the ballot in 2018 aren't in that position. They don't have that kind of insulation, and this is just heart-wrenching. That kind of sound and those visuals of kids behind chain-link fence in what you could call cages, that's not going to make any soccer mom say, gee, those Republicans are doing a great job. Let's reelect them.
Yeah, and it's and it really comes down to, now they're right in this, you know, the president's right in the sense that the law allows them to do this, but it's discretion on the part of the administration that they are making, that they're locking the parents up, which whereby, you know, anybody who gets locked up for a crime, their kids get taken away. That's just how it works in this country. So they could actually change their policy on their own, you know, at least administratively. But they're also right that Congress can change the law. And do you think Congress is going to have the guts to do that?
Well, I'm not sure Congress will, but, you know, what Trump is being urged to do is to go back to what the two previous administrations did, Obama and George Bush, which is not enforce the law, let families come here. And that's what they did. That's how those two administrations dealt with it. They said, families, if you come here with kids, we're not going to separate you, but we're going to, within 21 days, we're going to have to let you go and enter American society, olly, olly, oxen free. And that's what caused the crisis. Central American countries got the message. Illegal immigrant families from Central America have been coming here at a rate 435% higher just in the last year. So Trump is trying not to do what the two previous presidents did that caused the crisis, to his credit. But politically, the price for Republicans is steep.
We're talking with ABC News political analyst Alex Castellanos. I kind of had an analogy a little earlier on the show where I got a traffic ticket that could have been criminal traffic. So the officer could have locked me up. I was doing 21 over, which I never should have done. But he gave me a ticket instead. And that's kind of the difference here. A friend of mine texted me, though, a little earlier, said the difference is you'll show up for court, and many of these illegal immigrants will not show up for court once they are released into society, just as you put it. So the president can do this, but it's just it's not really going to work out for him. I don't think, anyway, Alex.
Yeah, I think that's right. He's between the rock and the hard place. Ted Cruz, of all people, has an interesting solution, and that is the don't separate the families, help me get reelected bill. And it would do a couple of things. It would say, keep the families together, put them in some kind of camp or holding situation. But in 14 days, a judge has to say, let them go or let them stay, either one way or the other. Send them back or they can stay here. If more judges, more courts, that may get a little traction. But Washington is so polarized on this issue, Jim, that I'm not sure anything's going to get done.
Is that really the official name of that bill, by the way? Don't separate the families so I can get reelected, Bill? I don't think so.
That's in the fine print.
Okay, all right. ABC News political analyst Alex Castellanos. Thanks a lot, Alex.